How y'all doing? Welcome to the OKO show. It's your boy OKO, and we're gonna deliver today a special episode of the NBA free agency show today. Now, what's going on? First, I say it's a soap opera. It's like a series. But what's going on with these teams and these top teams trying to get these top players and everything that's going on? First off, we're going to say Paul George is not going to L.A. He's going with the Oklahoma City Thunder. He signed for 3 years. Is they going to be good enough with those guys, him, Melo, and Westbrook, coming back, trying to give it a go another time? Because he said he felt like he left himself short last year. Now, is there enough to compete in the West? Sure. But is that enough to beat the Warriors? Try again. Now, we're going to go to the LeBron show proper and the Kyrie and the Leonard. And the Leonard for Gasio and the Spurs. Now, LeBron James right now in today's episode is in L.A., is meeting with the reps in Philly. His rep, not him, his rep, trying to iron things out and see what's going on, and trying to shed a little bit more money to pitch LeBron to stay in the East. Also trying to pitch Leonard to with the Spurs to trade him there. He's not. Spurs do not want to kind of do that. Trade him to the West, and they got to see him 4 times or more. That'd be kind of bold, but you can if you want to. But if you want to see him that many times, so be it. But if you want him to stay in the East and stay East, ship him East. You ship him West, you still have to see him. If you ship him East, you still have to see him, but only twice. But if you ship him East, be careful what you might ask for. Now, if he goes to the East where the Celtics is, and they already a made team already, is they willing to future their draft picks and do what they got now? I don't know if Danny Ainge want to do that or he's going to mind of thinking that with all type of free agents that he got coming up the next year. But to acquire a talent like Leonard, why not? But in Philly, were you willing to go Vince and trust the process and go with the process right now without going and lose your picks? It's going to take 3 picks and 2 players to convince that trade. Now, are you willing to do that? Now, also, with the L.A. thing, he's in L.A. We don't know if he talked to Magic or is going to meet with Magic tomorrow or later, or they're going to have any kind of talks, or they just going to talk with their reps. Now, LeBron James said he wanted to get this stuff kind of finalized at the 4th or the 5th, whatever, to try to get that out for his family can do whatever and go on a vacation or whatever and do their 4th of July thing. We don't know. But decision is 3.0 is coming. But is it going to be L.A., Philly, or somewhere else? The Celtics, anywhere else? We shall see. Now, last year and a few years ago, we remember DeAndre Jordan and him that going on to the Dallas Mavericks and all the internet bravo and Mark Cuban driving around trying to find this guy, and they end up in 2 different places and they wouldn't let each other in, and so far. Mark Cuban finally gets his guy. Mark Cuban finally signed Jordan from the Clippers for $24 million in a 3-year deal. And are you L.A. and also just got their mindset on, you know, like all they care is about LeBron James, but also they're trying to get Leonard also. Don't forget about that. It's gonna take a high price. Are they gonna really end up giving up Kuzma and Ingram for him? And does it take them over the top to beat the Golden State Warriors with LeBron James? Or is it enough to them to get with Leonard? Or is they gonna wait next year and they can get him from free? Because he made it specifically preference that he do wants to go to LA. And if you're LA, do you want to buy high, buy low, or you want to sacrifice some picks, or you want to just going to ride it out? Now, also, the LA Lakers is also looking at Aaron Gordon of Florida from Orlando Magic and also meeting up with Clint Capella. If they can pull off any of those like that, you're definitely better right now. But you just have to see and wait like everybody else. Like Jale McGee, and I said it, Jale McGee. In the news, he's making three teams looking at him. Matter of fact, four, including the Warriors, the Lakers, the Thunder, the Pelicans. If you sign this guys, you're going to get a guy that is athletic, but you're going to come with some angles. But he also give you productive minutes on the court if he can stay mentally focused. As I say, guys, mentally focused. Lakers and Pelicans. Again, y'all, I am DeMarcus Cousins, Boogie, and his own calls with both of them. Which one did he do? But I know he's up for a good old max with either of these teams. Now, if you go with LA, they'll definitely be better than the Pelicans right now. But Pelicans, definitely you seen that they did need this guy in the playoffs. Only won one game to the Warriors. But Anthony Davis, are you willing to be by yourself like you normally is? But we shall see. But you got to remember this, the teams that you're, if you're not these teams and you hear them in the news and you're making them say, where's my team doing? What is they doing? They're waiting on these dominoes to fall. But don't get this wrong. And so you don't see, say, well, my team ain't, they ain't doing nothing. They ain't signing this. The cap space is not that big with certain teams. They overspend early. That's why the cap is going up every year. But it is all type of high-level contributing players that you can get in this free agency right now that can help your team. And be that six man, can step it up and give your team bona fide wins. If you buy high, you might sell yourself short of your future of doing trades and then your cap room for the next year for the big spending players like next year, like Kyrie Irving, Leonard, Klay Thompson, and all those people. Now you got to remember, do you want it now or you want to ride that out to next year? And I'm going to ride out to this next show. And I'll see you guys next time. This your boy, OKO, and I'm out the door. How y'all doing? Welcome to the OKO show. It's your boy, OKO. And we're going to deliver today a special episode of the NBA free agency show today. Now, what's going on first? I say it's a soap opera. It's like a series, but what's going on with these teams and these top teams trying to get these top players and everything that's going on. First off, we're going to say Paul George is not going to LA. He's going with the Oklahoma City Thunder. He signed for 3 years. Is they going to be good enough with those guys, him, Melo, and Westbrook, coming back, trying to give it a go another time, because he said he felt like he left himself short last year. Now, is there enough to compete in the West? Sure. But is that enough to beat the Warriors? Try again. Now, we're going to go to the LeBron show proper and the Kyrie and the Leonard. And the Leonard Fitzgasio and the Spurs. Now, LeBron James right now in today's episode. Is in LA. Is meeting with the reps in Philly. His rep. Not him. His rep. Trying to iron things out and see what's going on. And trying to shed a little bit more money to pitch LeBron to stay in the East. Also, trying to pitch Leonard to with the Spurs to trade him there. He's not, Spurs do not want to kind of do that, trade him to the West. And they got to see him four times or more. That'd be kind of bold, but you can if you want to, but if you want to see him that many times, so be it. But if you want him to stay in the East and stay East, ship him East. If you ship him West, you still have to see him. If you ship him East, you still have to see him, but only twice. But if you ship him East, be careful what you might ask for. Now, if he goes to the East where the Celtics is, and they already a made team already, is they willing to future their draft picks and do what they got now? I don't know if Danny Ainge want to do that or he's going to mind of thinking that with all type of free agents that he got coming up the next year. But to acquire a talent like Leonard, why not? But in Philly, were you willing to go Vince and trust the process and go with the process right now? With going to lose your picks, it's going to take three picks and two players to convince that trade. Now, are you willing to do that? Now, also, with the L.A. thing, he's in L.A. We don't know if he talked to Magic or is going to meet with Magic tomorrow or later. Or they're going to have any kind of talks, or they just going to talk with their reps. Now, LeBron James said he wanted to get this stuff kind of finalized at the 4th or the 5th, whatever, to try to get that out for his family can do whatever and go on a vacation or whatever and do that 4th of July thing. We don't know. But decision is 3.0 is coming. But is it going to be L.A., Philly, or somewhere else? Celtics and anywhere else, we shall see. Now, last year and a few years ago, we remember DeAndre Jordan and him that going on to the Dallas Mavericks and all the internet bravo and Mark Cuban driving around trying to find this guy, and they end up in two different places and they wouldn't let each other in, and so far. Mark Cuban finally gets his guy. Mark Cuban finally signed Jordan from the Clippers for $24 million in a 3-year deal. NRU. LA and also just got their mindset on them. Like all they care is about LeBron James, but also they're trying to get Leonard also. Don't forget about that. It's gonna take a high price. Are they gonna really end up giving up Kuzma and Ingram for him? And does it take them over the top to beat the Golden State Warriors with LeBron James? Or is it enough to them to get with Leonard? Or is they going to wait next year and they can get him for free? Because he's made it specifically preference that he do wants to go to L.A. If you're L.A., do you want to buy high, buy low, or you want to sacrifice some picks, or you want to just going to ride it out? Now, also, the L.A. Lakers is also looking at Aaron Gordon of Florida from Orlando Magic and also meeting up with Clint Capella. If they can pull off any of those like that, you're definitely better right now. But you just have to see and wait like everybody else. Like Gerald McGee. Well, I said it. Gerald McGee in the news. He's making three teams looking at him. Matter of fact, four, including the Warriors, the Lakers, the Thunder, the Pelicans. If you sign this guys, you're going to get a guy that is athletic, but you're going to come with some angles, but he also give you productive minutes on the court if he can stay mentally focused. As I say, guys, mentally focused. Lakers and Pelicans. Again, y'all, I am DeMarcus Cousins, Boogie, and his own calls with both of them. Which one did he do? But I know he's up for a good old max with either of these teams. Now, if you go with L.A., they'll definitely be better than the Pelicans right now. But Pelicans, definitely you seen that they did need this guy in the playoffs. Only won one game to the Warriors. But Anthony Davis, are you willing to be by yourself like you normally is? But we shall see. But you got to remember this, the teams that you're – if you're not these teams and you hear them in the news and you're making them say, where's my team doing? What is they doing? They're waiting on these dominoes to fall. But don't get this wrong. And so you don't see, say, well, my team ain't, they ain't doing nothing. They ain't signing this. The cap space is not that big with certain teams. They overspend early. That's why the cap is going up every year. But it is all type of high-level contributing players that you can get in this free agency right now that can help your team and be that sixth man, can step it up and give your team bona fide wins. If you buy high, you might sell yourself short of your future or doing trades and then your cap room for the next year, for the big spending players like next year, like Kyrie Irving, Leonard, Klay Thompson, and all those people. Now, you got to remember, do you want it now, or you want to ride that out to next year? And I'm going to ride out to this next show, and I'll see you guys next time. This your boy, OKO, and I'm out the door.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.